You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, How to Turn Your Independent Film into a Money-Making Business by Alex Ferrari. For a free copy of the audiobook, head over to www.filmbizbook.com.
Welcome to the Director Series Podcast, a show dedicated to deconstructing the work of some of cinema's most celebrated and influential film directors. I'm your host, Cameron Bile. For Netflix in particular, their rapid ascent to the top of the digital media heap was thanks in no small part to sophisticated proprietary algorithms that chewed raw user data into easily digestible chunks of trend analysis. Their breakthrough foray into original content, House of Cards, infamously came together by way of subscriber data that found a significant overlap between users who liked David Fincher's films and Kevin Spacey's performances. Whereas the conventional model of packaging looked to past successes as a solid, if not entirely reliable, indicator of future return, Netflix's use of up-to-the-second statistics allowed them to pinpoint with much greater accuracy the degree of creative alchemy they could achieve with any given pairing of talent. It might be an admittedly cynical business model. After all, some of the greatest films ever made were bold gambles based off of only a gut feeling. But it's hard to argue that it hasn't led to some groundbreaking new entertainment. At just 56 minutes long, Netflix's 2015 holiday special, A Very Murray Christmas, is a little too scant to be called a feature, and a little too long to be called a short. But it is undoubtedly one of their more interesting risks to date. Despite Bill Murray's widespread cult of internet fandom, a conventional studio or network might view the prospect of an old-fashioned holiday variety special directed by a polarizing arthouse auteur with paralyzing trepidation. But thanks to its treasure trove of user data and a decadently off-kilter script written by Coppola, Murray, and Mitch Glazer, Netflix would find the courage to forge ahead with this quirky one-off holiday special designed for the meme generation.
Bill, you don't want to be personally on the hook. That is scary. Yikes.
Okay, so listen, we've got some weather issues.
Hold on, Bev. Bill might have a right. You know, maybe...
You know what? Bill has a contractual right and an obligation to do the best fucking Christmas show that he can.
Let me guess. You're the bad cop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a little over the top.
The story of A Very Murray Christmas is as scant as its running time, featuring Murray as a thinly fictionalized version of himself about to reluctantly perform a poorly planned cabaret special when a major blizzard suddenly hits, trapping him inside the cavernous halls of New York City's Hotel Carlyle on Christmas Eve. Murray gamely plays the boozy ham we all would expect him to be, lampooning the sad Murray archetype that propelled his career resurgence in the arthouse sector.
This is a nightmare. I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Indeed, his isolated depression and entrapment within a gig he hates plays like a loose sequel to Lost in Translation, as if we're checking in to find his Bob Harris character hitting rock bottom a decade later.
I should have quit right then and there. I should have stopped right then and there.
After a power outage abruptly cancels the show, Murray starts wandering the hotel, striking up conversations with the hotel staff and guzzling whiskey until he passes out and hallucinates the glitzy star-studded holiday musical he should have hosted. The plot serves as a loose framework for Coppola and Murray to stage various musical performances, some, refreshingly, by singers who aren't even terribly all that good. Coppola uses a wide mix of music, ranging from time-honored Christmas staples to unconventional tracks that have nothing to do with the holidays, like Todd Rundgren's I Saw the Light.
'Cause I saw the light in your eyes.
And the tradition of star-studded holiday specials passed, the premise also serves as a convenient excuse for Coppola and company to parade several famous faces throughout, some playing fictional characters, while others, like Murray, send up their own celebrity images as, quote-unquote, themselves. Paul Schaefer is one of these, proving himself the hardest-working person in the film as he cheerfully accompanies every musical number on his trusty piano. Chris Rock also plays himself to hilarious effect, as do George Clooney and Miley Cyrus in Murray's Busby Berkeley-inspired dream sequence. Clooney's goofy backup vocals in a rendition of Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin' are a particular highlight.
Santa Claus wants some lovin'. Yeah.
The roster of fictional characters boasts the like of Michael Cera as Jackie, a sleazebag agent aggressively pursuing Murray despite his infamous refusal to take on representation, Amy Poehler as Liz, the cabaret's chipper co-producer, Rashida Jones and Marie Antoinette's Jason Schwartzman as a glum pair of lovebirds whose wedding day is ruined by the big blizzard, Maya Rudolph as a Diana Ross-style lounge singer, and finally Coppola's own husband Thomas Mars leading his Phoenix bandmates as the hotel's crew of cooks. A Very Merry Christmas looks to continue the digital migration that Coppola began with The Bling Ring, calling upon cinematographer John Tanzer to create an aesthetic that spit-polishes her signature style. Nowhere is this more evident than in the old-fashioned Hollywood musical dream sequence, realized with sweeping crane moves and bright-colored lights that wash over the elaborate Busby Berkeley-style choreography. This sequence is appropriately jarring when it arrives, a proper realization of the perfect star-studded holiday musical that contrasts with the dim, moody look of the film's Hotel Carlyle setting.
Paul?
Yeah. Where are we going?
You haven't quit drinking yet, have you?
Should I?
Good man.
For these waking narrative moments, which make up the bulk of the running time, Coppola returns to a more familiar observational aesthetic. Just as he did in Lost in Translation, Murray proves an inspiring and effective canvas upon which Coppola can paint her musings about the ennui of celebrity. Like that film, and subsequent works like Somewhere, A Very Murray Christmas structures itself as a behind-the-scenes portrait of show business, as experienced by a melancholy and lonely soul lost within it. In-jokes and winking references to the celebrity lifestyle are part of this conceit, albeit Coppola delivers them with much more of a comical flair here than in her previous work.
You saw Monuments Men?
I was in it.
Number what, 7 on the call sheet?
You were so good in that.
You were great.
You were very good.
The plot device of entrapping Murray within the confines of the Hotel Carlyle also bears Coppola's signature. The latest iteration of a recurring trope that stages an emotionally isolated character against the backdrop of a singular space. Coppola's thematic fascinations translate well to the streaming format, with the shorter runtime boasting the added benefit of a concise narrative focus that hampers her tendency to indulge in the kind of meandering, thinly sketched storylines that have become a flashpoint for her critics. This thinly sketched narrative, while arguably not very satisfying to discerning cinephiles, oddly enough becomes an asset in what will most likely become the film's most routine exhibition context, as a background distraction at ugly Christmas sweater parties. Its winning of a Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Television Movie reinforces the general payoff of Coppola and Murray's high-profile reunion, lending the air of prestige to an irreverent musical romp that's bound to be a hipster holiday favorite for years to come. Thank you for listening to the Director Series. For a deeper dive into your favorite filmmakers, go to www.directorseries.net. The Director Series is made possible in large part by our generous supporters on Patreon. Please visit us at patreon.com/directorseries to see how your contribution enables the continued production of video essays and text articles on your favorite contemporary and classic film directors. Thank you.